Small businesses may reach a breaking point as the COVID hardship drags on. Will your business survive? We're checking in on the viability of small businesses in Madison and Milwaukee here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, was a centerpiece of the CARES Act in March. Did your business get PPP loan? How did it help? Now what are you experiencing? It's 800-642-1234. Keith Stanley is Executive Director of Near West Side Partners and Milwaukee's Business Improvement District Number 10, which works to revitalize Milwaukee's Near West Side businesses and neighborhoods. Keith, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Jason Ilstrup is back as well, president of Downtown Madison, Inc., which was formed more than 40 years ago to support the Capitol's downtown. Jason, welcome back to you.
Good morning, Kate. It's good to hear from you again. And good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Jason.
Well, Jason, let's start with you. The pandemic has been so hard on small businesses and restaurants. You see this acutely. How are Madison's downtown businesses faring right now?
Honestly, it is a very difficult situation for many of the businesses, for their owners, for their employees, whether or not it's restaurants or hotels or retail downtown in Madison. It's been a difficult summer for many of them with the pandemic and some of the property destruction. It has been really an uphill battle, and many of them are facing existential questions about whether or not they can survive as businesses. But in spite of that, we are still very hopeful. Many of the businesses are very hopeful that, good times are coming, news about the vaccine, some other positive things that businesses are doing to stay innovative, I think has really helped. So overall, it has been certainly a difficult period, and there is some dark days to come, but we do certainly see light at the end of the tunnel.
Jason, do these existential questions cut across all types of businesses that you have in your downtown?
They really do, particularly, the businesses that are on the first floor, right? Those restaurants, the retailers, the service shops, the hotels, the event locations, right? None of them have the recipe they normally succeed with downtown, right? Which includes, a robust a group of residents. You have a lot of office workers coming downtown from the university, from the big law firms, from the state governments, for all the people that are coming down. Madison normally has 50,000 employees downtown. And about only 20% of those are working downtown right now. Plus, with any festivals like Taste of Madison, like Art Fair on the Square, the farmers markets, and then no tourists, it really adds up to not many people being around. And you can see that. We have pedestrian counters throughout the downtown, and there just are not a lot of people downtown. And so the retailers and restaurants are having to find different ways to connect with customers, right? They have to make sure that their customers feel confident to come downtown. And so they're doing different things. But overall, it really is a tricky space for them right now. Unfortunately, many have run out of the PPP funding. They've received some funding from the state, and we're all in grants. But unfortunately, it's not enough for many. And we've seen about 50 of 350 businesses already close at this time. We unfortunately foresee with the winter coming and many of the opportunities to be outside with retail and restaurants closing, that we're going to see more businesses closing. So it really is a tough, it's going to take all of us to support those businesses so that they can survive now and thrive in the future.
Keith, take us to Milwaukee's Near West Side. What are you seeing with the businesses you work with?
Well, I would say, and Jason is definitely right, it's been a challenging past 9 months for most of our businesses. A couple of things. One is that a lot of our businesses survive off the anchor institutions. So most of our anchor institutions now work remotely. So we don't see that traffic and the access to the businesses, to the people who would come and pick up lunch or dinner or shop in our neighborhood.
Explain what would be an example of anchor institutions.
When we think about large corporations like Harley-Davidson, Molson Coors, even Advocate Aurora Health, the Aurora Sinai location, unless they're frontline workers, many of these larger anchor institutions with 1, 2, 3,000 employees have pretty much work remotely. And so they're not coming into the neighborhood.
Yeah. We're checking in with Keith Stanley, Executive Director of Near West Side Partners, and Jason Ilstrup, President of Downtown Madison, Inc., about the plight of small businesses 9 months into the pandemic. Taking your questions and your situation as a local business owner, how are you managing in these times? 800-642-1234. Keith, what about the PPP loans for you? What aid have small businesses that you represent accessed from the CARES Act and in other sources, and what is the status?
Great question. Many of our businesses, we worked with supporting them with a number of the financial institutions that represented, or they're in the Nearwood Side, at present Nearwood Side, whether it was Town Bank, BMO Harris, U.S. Bank, and they all pitched in working with a number of businesses for the PPP. It was very helpful, but that was months ago for many of our businesses. Payroll, those who still have employees, is still due. Rent is still due. And so we've tapped into some other groups. Local Initiative Support Corporation has been helpful. The Brew City Match, along with the MMAC, the Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce, has been really helpful providing small loans and grants, along, of course, with WDC, where we're all in. So we've been able to tap into a number of different organizations, institutions to help, but there's definitely still a need. Most of our businesses that rely on that traffic that we're not seeing anymore, the restaurants, hotels, entertainment venues, they're struggling. Most have shuttered their doors for now. We do believe they will open back up, but right now is just not a good time, especially when you can't bring people in as far as large crowds.
Keith, last time we talked nearly 6 months ago, you hadn't seen any businesses shutter. They hadn't thrown the towel in yet, and you had said, you know, that's great news. What is it like now?
Same thing. Most of our businesses have not thrown the towel in, or we haven't heard of anyone closing as of yet, but once again, I will say, if some of them just said, you know what, Keith, we're going to close the doors until things get better. I am glad that some of our businesses are in position to do that. Others have pivoted. So we have a number of businesses. They exclusively curbside service. And I will say the other good thing is that some of our businesses have seen an uptick. So our small grocers and outfits who provide services that local community needs, they have seen an uptick.
Jason, you know, last week Governor Evers announced that $79 million in grants would be awarded to those struggling restaurants and hotels, music venues around the state. How much will this help?
Well, it helps. It helps dramatically. I think Keith brought it up perfectly that, unfortunately, much of the aid money we've seen so far from the federal government has run out. We are still seeing some from the city and the state and the county. But really what Governor Evers did in the state of Wisconsin government was huge, particularly for the most vulnerable businesses, right? The businesses that need people to survive, right? Your hotels, your live music venues, your performance venues, which are the bedrocks of many downtown, right? Here in Overture Center, here in downtown Madison, you have the Overture Center, you have the Orpheum, you have all of these different great locations like the Sylvie, and they really have no revenue streams right now, no matter how innovative they are. So money that comes in from the state government is enormous. And we're all eagerly watching what Congress is going to do with federal funding, because that really is what will truly help, is vast amounts of federal funding to keep these businesses open. And I think very importantly, to keep the employees employed. Now, we want to ensure that the most people are working possible to keep them vibrant and healthy economically as winter comes. So we're hopeful. We have fingers crossed that the federal government will produce some funding, another round of PPP for local businesses.
Jason Ilstrup in Madison, Keith Stanley in Milwaukee. They work on revitalization. They work on economic development projects in their respective cities. Are you worried that your downtown may never be the same? Are you a local business owner? How are you getting by in these times? Have sales been down this holiday shopping season? What do small businesses need now, right now? 800-642-1234. You can join in. We'll be back in a minute with Keith Stanley and Jason Ilstrup here on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're taking stock of how small businesses are doing nearly 9 months into the pandemic through stay-at-home orders, through capacity limits, through social unrest and demonstrations over systemic racism in our country. Small businesses owners are trying to hold on. The National Restaurant Association said this week that thousands of restaurants could close in the next few weeks, adding to the 110,000 that have already gone dark this year. Is your favorite local restaurant or bookstore or gift shop hanging on? Have you talked with the owner, or are you that owner? What can you tell us? 800-642-1234. We have Jason Ilstrup, president of Downtown Madison, Inc., and Keith Stanley, executive director of Milwaukee Near West Side Partners. They're with us for the hour. Keith, how important is the holiday shopping season for small businesses in your district?
That for us, great question. Again, that is the lifeblood for our businesses. And really, out of any other year, 2020 is really emphasizing, I think, the whole entire community, how much local community and local economy is important. And encouraging people to shop locally to support those candle makers, those soap makers, those restaurants with gift cards and coupons is so important. It is a lifeblood for many of our small businesses. They don't have a large outreach when it comes to being regionally known or even nationally known, but those local businesses that depend on each and every one of us to do our small shopping, even if it's our dry cleaners, things of that nature, our car mechanics, that's so important. And so I just would definitely encourage everybody, that is the lifeblood to keep our businesses alive and keep people working in during this challenging time.
Jason, what have you heard from Capital Downtown businesses from Black Friday, Cyber Monday? How is holiday shopping?
Yeah, so, you know, I echo exactly what Keith said. You know, the holiday season is so important for retailers throughout the country, but particularly local businesses in downtowns. You know, we're seeing that numbers were off Black Friday, but certainly the e-commerce sites on Cyber Monday have been doing very well. And one of the really positives of COVID is seeing how innovative the different businesses have been. If it's creating more ability to have their products be on e-commerce, if it's, you know, more delivery, if it's just these really cool, innovative projects with gift cards, with subscription boxes. There's a great bookstore in downtown Madison, a Room of One's Own, who does now monthly subscriptions, right? Huh. You can give that as a gift. There are 6 or 12 months and they'll curate those books to you, get those books delivered to you. So what's really heartwarming is how innovative the businesses are to make sure that their staffs and their clients are safe, but yet still keeping the economy going. So absolutely, I couldn't emphasize more what Keith said, supporting local now matters more than ever. If you don't support businesses that you love now, they honestly may not be around when winter ends. So do whatever you can to spend those extra dollars in these great favorite businesses of yours in Milwaukee and in Madison.
It makes me think, Keith, about how knowing your customers, having those personal relationships at this time more than ever would be really important to keep them with you.
Absolutely. And that's why we encourage our businesses to make sure they're doing the monthly newsletters. I like what Jason said. We've had a number explore the monthly subscriptions. Definitely do the gift cards. We actually have to support our businesses with connecting them with organizations and businesses that help them with the gift cards, but helping our businesses understand those who are still shopping. And the really cool thing about that is that those who are supporting those smaller businesses, there's much more loyalty, there's much more connection to the community, and those businesses are able to make a decision to stay open, maybe augmented hours, maybe not as much service or products, but they're willing to stay open and really put the best foot forward as far as supporting our businesses. So really having those businesses understand our community is really important.
We're checking in on Main Street small businesses in Wisconsin after months of the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter demonstrations this summer. Keith Stanley, executive director of Near West Side Partners, is with us. Jason Ilstrup, president of Downtown Madison, Inc., fielding your questions about small businesses and the experiences that your favorite shops are going through. 800-642-1234 to join in. Jason, for stores that have been able to shift more of their merchandise online, more of their marketing online, shifting more of their business online, how much of an impact does that ultimately make to a bottom line?
It's enormous. It absolutely matters. And what we're seeing is a lot of the trends before COVID-19, right? A move to more e-commerce, a more delivery-based economy. Those have been accelerated by COVID. And the businesses that have been able to pivot towards these new trends have really succeeded more than the others. Of course, they're not whole fully in their revenue. They still, you know, need purchasing in stores, but we've really seen them succeed. The other thing we've seen is businesses that are daring, willing to take risks and be innovative have been successful. We've seen really cool things with virtual events. Our business improvement district, you know, run by the great Tiffany Kinney, has done these wonderful, she calls them Holly Yeah events, where she brings in the shop owners and you can go on to Zoom, have conversations with them, purchase things right there, get to know them. Just like Keith said, making those connections. We've seen cheese tastings, which are a great store for imagination on the square. You know, we had one with cheesemongers that were telling us exactly how to make a cheese board. And they described how to make a river of salami, which is something I had never, but was a great idea. And honestly, virtually, it worked out well. And we were able to get a larger audience because of it. We've seen places like Food Fight and Bel Air Cantina have cocktail classes. And some of my other favorite ones are these adopt-a-shops. We've seen local communities get behind and really pledge their support into adopt-a-shop, saying, I'm going to spend businesses. And our great chamber and our great Convention and Visitors Bureau, Destination Madison, started a support local campaign, which can be layered over any of the districts, not just downtown, but down Willie Street, down Sherman, down Atwood, down any of Monroe Street, down any of these streets in Madison. It says, you need to support local now. And it includes a pledge. And then one of the great ideas I've found is for businesses that may be doing well, and Keith's right, some of these businesses are doing okay, what are they doing with their holiday parties? Is there a way to make a connection to the local businesses, right? Could you do something like For Imagination again and do a VIP cheese tasting? You know, Revel Madison, a great store, is doing craft boxes for different work groups, and those work groups can then do those craft activities together on Zoom in a safe way. Or the Edgewater Hotel, who's doing an amazing spa package in a box, and you can get that sent to people in your company. So, you know, companies spend a lot of money on holiday parties, and unfortunately those are over. But I think now we really need to think, as other local businesses that might be doing okay, how we can support those businesses that are not.
Let's take a call now. Mary is with us from Ashland. Hi, Mary.
Well, good morning. It's beautiful up north today.
And you're director of a local chamber, I understand.
Yes, I'm the director of the Ashland Chamber, and we have gone full bore with an aggressive shop local campaign. And I agree so wholeheartedly with these folks about this year more than ever. It doesn't matter if you're in Ashland or if you're in Madison or Milwaukee or if you're in Racine or Kenosha. It doesn't matter where you live. Supporting our bricks and mortar small businesses is really important this year to get them through the holiday.
Mary, thank you for that. Keith, you know, as Mary said, making sure that you think of those small businesses so important. What are some, as Jason had mentioned, some of the risk-taking going on, what do you see there about small businesses that you work with in really trying something new?
Well, that's a big one, I think, for a lot of our restaurants, knowing that, you know, for many of them, they're not able to really open up 100% capacity. So playing around with their menu, with the times, their hours has been somewhat challenging for them because they're trying to figure out what works. A big thing that we know that's been really helpful is some of the curbside service. We have groups like Daddy's Soul Food Restaurant. They've really tapped into that curbside service and tapped into some of the delivering agencies that we're all familiar with, Uber Eats and things of that nature, to figure out what's going to be beneficial to them. Once again, I think it's them knowing their customers and who's willing to come in, grab food and go, or meet them at the curb. Another one we're really excited about is the take and bake that we've seen a number of our businesses, a couple of catering services, Lisa K Catering, and even 5 o'clock Steakhouse. They provide both cooked meals, but also meals that you can take, come home, and you can go online and cook it yourself. Because it's just difficult at this time. So it's a challenging thing for a lot of our restaurants trying to figure out and negotiate during this time and what makes sense for the customers.
Let's bring in Janice now in Madison. Hi, Janice.
Hi, thanks for letting me chat.
Sure. What is your experience shopping local in Madison?
Well, it's very recent. Yesterday, I decided to brave whatever, because we've all been careful lately, and go down to my two favorite stores for Christmas shopping, because there's just no substitute. And it was just great. There are not very many people out. But if you're in a store where people are careful, I went to Jazzman and Little Luxuries. Both of them well-stocked, wonderful merchandise this year, despite everything. And, you know, they're very careful. If the stores are careful, there's no danger. But this is a great opportunity, I would suggest to everybody, because it was just fun, and I got great stuff.
Yeah, and you masks on and social distancing, I assume, in the stores.
Well, all the stores I went in, they have disinfectant right at the door and suggest you use it. And you don't need to touch things. I mean, you can just look. They'll take things down if you want to. But they're very careful. It's no different than grocery shopping, frankly. Maybe safer.
Janice, thank you for that. We're talking with Keith Stanley in Milwaukee and Jason Ilstrup in Madison. They lead economic development and revitalization projects in their cities. Still time to talk about small businesses in these times. 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the fate of small businesses here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association surveyed restaurants recently. Its CEO told WPR last week that more than 40% are at risk of closing within the next 6 months without financial help. Has your business received grant funding? What has helped you through these times? Did you get a PPP loan? Is it eligible for forgiveness? 800-642-1234. Keith Stanley is Executive Director of Near West Side Partners and Milwaukee's Business Improvement District Number 10. Jason Ilstrup is President of Downtown Madison, Inc., and they're with us for the hour. Jason, I want to return to Mary for a moment in Ashland, a small town, you know, in such a cute town, Ashland, the Shawamigan Bay. What would you suggest that small town Main Streets think about right now in these difficult times? What could you tell them?
Mary's point about how, you know, Ashland, like Madison, like Milwaukee, are going through many of the same issues, right? And they need to emphasize buying local to their groups and their Rotary clubs and their businesses in their cities, because those are their friends and their community members that are struggling right now. And it's not just about the businesses, but it's the impact that those businesses have, right? It's all of the employees, the benefits they provide, the follow-on, right? The other businesses that provide services to those local businesses. So when we don't make purchases at a great store on Main Street in Ashland, it has repercussions for so many parts of that local economy right in the Ashland area. And so first and foremost, making sure that your neighbors know how important it is to support local now more than ever is a really important strategy. And it takes people, honestly, like Janice, who was just on the call from Madison. And a huge thanks to Janice for supporting two great institutions on State Street, Jazzman and Little Luxuries, to say, look, I'm going to do this, because the businesses, they're doing everything they can to keep their customers safe. It's in their best interest to make sure they're doing what they can to have, you know, the PPE, the personal protection equipment there, to have the sanitizers, to limit the amount of people, to make sure people aren't touching different things. They want to do everything they can to create consumer confidence. In fact, we just surveyed, along with our fellow chambers here in Madison, over 500 businesses, and 69% of those businesses said that consumer confidence was their biggest issue. So they're doing everything they can to create consumer confidence, to bring people back downtown into Madison, to Milwaukee, and into Ashland. So making sure that people understand in the community how important it is now, that's the number one secret to success.
Keith, what are you hearing about consumer confidence and the reluctance out there to go into any shops or to frequent any stores?
It's definitely difficult. I think that many people, we as the Business Improvement District here in the city of Milwaukee, really worked with our businesses to get the word out about social distancing, wearing your mask and things of that nature, 6 feet apart. And it's been difficult, I think, especially we want to adhere to the city and the state orders. So it's been difficult to get people to come back out. But I will say, and this is where I think it's important, there are businesses that provide the necessities for our local communities. And those businesses, along with many others, have figured out a way. And so we always tell our businesses to work with the customers to make sure they feel safe. So making sure they have the right signage, making sure they have the face masks, even providing face masks if people don't have them. That is helpful. And I would say, I would also emphasize the social media aspect. I think social media, you know, whether it's the Facebook, Instagram, whatever people are using, Snapchat, TikTok, getting the word out that it is okay to come to your business with the appropriate mask and social distancing precautions. And I think that's been really important for a lot of our local businesses.
Yeah, so if there's a platform out there, get your message across. Let's go to Jackie in Deerfield. Hi, Jackie. What would you like to say?
Hi. I am old, and I have a suppressed immune system, and I have children and family living all over the country. So I won't go into stores. So my solution is I contacted various, you know, my family members and asked them for small businesses that they loved to use. And I was able to contact all these businesses by phone or online, and no chains, no Amazon, just small businesses. And I have purchased oodles of gift cards.
Oh, and, wow.
And in that way, I feel like I'm getting, you know, a double bang for the buck in a way. I can help small businesses hopefully stay afloat. And I can also give my family members something they will enjoy using.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't have to leave home.
Yeah. Yeah. Jackie, thank you for that. Keith, I'm sure this is music to your ears.
Yes, it is. We enjoy that. That is great.
Yeah. Jason, you know, what is the impact of gift cards?
Well, it's enormous because it gets cash to the business right away when they need it most, right? And you may not use those gift cards now, so they may not lose merchandise or whatever. But these businesses need cash, right? Many of them run on margins that are very thin, and they don't have a lot of operating capital. And so anytime we can get cash, just like Jackie did with these great locations and didn't have to leave her house, could either call on phone. You'd be amazed with the amazing things you can do online and order your gift certificates, print them right in-house and have them ready for gifts. Those make a huge difference to give a cash influx to businesses now when they need it more than ever. So these are huge programs, and thank you to people like Jackie for continuing to support in a safe way our businesses.
Let's bring in Lynn now, who's joining us from Dubuque, Iowa. And Lynn, you're a small business owner.
Yes, very small, but I've been in business 50 years. And I just missed the qualification for a PPP because I have been to every source trying to – I'm not good with computers. I'm not good with applications. I had someone, when we shut down in March, someone applied for everything for me. I did not follow – I didn't know I had to fill in more applications. I got accepted for a $17,000 grant. I lost it. If people don't have – and I'm hearing this all around the board, they're making – I mean, things are so hard to apply for. And when you're shut down and not good with computers, I need someone in front of me to help me. I can't just have them beep in on my computer and watch me push the numbers like I guess they can. So that's my big downfall. I lost so much that I could have qualified for. So I feel sorry for not only the big guys who can get some money, but people like me that just don't know how to fill out anything.
Keith, I want Keith to jump in. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I definitely hear and feel your pain this morning, and that was something I think is important. And Jason and I both know how important, first of all, business improvement districts are. And a lot of people will say, what does a BID actually do? And that's the type of work that a business improvement district or a business association would do. Step in and provide that support. Also, I would say to anyone who's listening and is in a similar boat, rely on your local banking institutions. Many of them are really aggressive because the way PPP works, it went through the local banking institutions. It is a government program, but it went through our commercial banks. So I would suggest to really rely on those relationships you have with your local banking institutions, because they will help you with that work. We had some great support working with Town Bank, BMO Harris Bank, working with Associated Bank, working with U.S. Bank, and we really work with those relationships. We have over 370 businesses, so we were really aggressive making sure that our businesses got the support they needed.
We're looking at how Wisconsin small businesses are making it in these times. Keith Stanley there is an economic developer in Milwaukee. Jason Ilstrup works on downtown development in Madison. Taking your questions and your situation, 800-642-1234 as it relates to Main Street and how small businesses are coping. Jason, what would you say there? How difficult was it for the businesses that you work with to get PPE, payment protection loans and also other types of grant funding? What is that paperwork like?
Yeah, Lynn brings up a really important point on multiple levels. First, you know, it can be very complicated. There's a lot out there. There are a lot of things happening. And many of these businesses, it's just themselves. It's just like Lynn described. They're the only ones working the register, but also doing all the accounting. And they're getting flooded with different information. And so what we've really pushed is to streamline the process with the greater chambers of Congress across the United States to say, look, we need this to be one or two sheets, not much information. And so that it has access to more people. One of the unfortunate parts about PPP as well, though, is we didn't see the money go to every American across the country. Unfortunately, you know, people of color, people that speak a second language really didn't receive as much funding as others did for various reasons. They're either underbanked or unbanked. English is not their first language, and those forms can be very tricky to fill out. So unfortunately, much of that funding didn't go to the people that may need it most. And that has been something that I think that the PPP and the federal government needs to figure out moving forward. But I do want to say a huge kudos to the local and regional banks that really did help as many people as they could. And in Madison, it's the Park Banks, it's the U.S. banks, it's the State Bank of Cross Plains, Monona Bank, that just did an amazing job of working hand in hand, helping people fill out those applications and so they can get that money. And I know that if fingers crossed, the federal government does what they should do and provide more funding for local businesses, that those banks are ready now more than ever to help even more than they did before. So do work with your local banks to find answers and solutions to help you get those the funding that you need to succeed. And we need to do everything we can to make sure that goes into every business's hands, particularly businesses that are owned by people of color.
Economic developers Jason Ilstrup in Madison there and Keith Stanley in Milwaukee are with us as we take stock of how local businesses are doing 9 months into this pandemic and what 2021 will hold. Have sales been down this holiday shopping season, or are your loyal customers, are they coming to your aid? Tell us what the prospects are for your business heading into the new year. Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. Let's get back to our conversation about how small businesses are adapting, staying afloat, reimagining their products as COVID upends business models. Think hair and nail salons, movie theaters, health clubs, museums, music venues, your favorite bookstore. The list goes on and on, all trying to figure out what comes next, what is viable. Jason Ilstrup heads up Downtown Madison, Inc. Keith Stanley is here, leads Near Westside Partners in Milwaukee, and they're with us for 10 more minutes. Let's take another call now. Willie is joining us from Madison. Hi, Willie.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. I don't talk publicly a lot, so you know, I might have a little stutter and stammer. I own Gold Star HVACR, Madison, Wisconsin. One-person operation, historically the only minority heating and air company ever in the state of Wisconsin. I want to first thank Joe Parisi and the Bidane local operation for giving out those $3,500 grants. That really helped. I have six denial letters from the SBA, the Wisconsin Minority Economic Grant, as well as the WIDA grant that denied me for help because of my student loan deferment. I went to college. I tried to be an essential worker. I tried to have a good company. And I started January 1st, 2020. The deadline for any help was February 20th of 2020. And they still require you to produce 2019 federal tax return. Oh. I have tons of money invested in starting a heating and air company, a legit business, not a fly-by-night. You can look at Google reviews, see the performance. Thank you, Joe Parisi, for helping out on that local level. Thank you for all of the other people that give reviews, that support that local, even that Google near me. It's really important for people like me that are struggling. I make a service call at $85 per hit. The bills are way more than $85 per potential customer. Okay, thank you. And everybody else, God bless you.
Willie, thank you for sharing your situation. And I want to hear from both of you, Jason and Keith. Jason, I'm going to start with you as Willie is in your area and trying to get a business off the ground. But the timing there, starting it in January of this year, was really devastating.
Willie, you know, thank you for your story, Willie. And I'm sorry you're going through the pain that you're going through and not able to get it. It is great to hear, though, that you received money from Dame by Local and the money, the CARES Act that came from Joe Parisi, the federal money. So very good to hear that. It's a perfect example. We need to make sure that everyone has access to this money now. This is about Willie's business surviving today. You know, he just isn't able to get the amount of house calls and the business calls that he normally would, right? Because the businesses aren't up and running. You know, people aren't probably wanting as many people in their house, even if they have HVAC issues. But we need to make sure that when Willie is applying for funds, that he has access to it and that he's eligible for it, that he can get it if he meets all the requirements. And if not, we're going to unfortunately lose great businesses like Willie's that are out to help people make sure they have their heat. Literally, that's what Willie does for a living. And I think it also goes to the fact that businesses aren't up and running and as much. And so they're not calling the HVAC companies as much as they used to. And so just the whole economic pool right now is smaller, which also hurts. So let's keep pushing for people like Willie so that they can get the funding they need from the sources that they deserve.
Keith, what comes to your mind when you hear Willie's story?
Once again, I think this is a very difficult time. And our country, the world has never seen anything like this before. And so I first of all, I want to say I think I can understand and appreciate his story. But I think there's also another point that I've been somewhat even excited about, which is I think as much as we are struggling with disruption in our economy, there is an opportunity for us to take a look at what we're doing and doing something different. So whether it's that working with our institutions to support our businesses better, and if it's people that are entrepreneurs looking at different ways, whether it's opening up a new business, even if it's even closing a business, but to do something different. I think there's this entrepreneurial spirit that we have in this country that harkens all the way back as I talk about our anchors, Molson Coors and Harley Davidson. Those were some rough times when these businesses opened up. And so I just think there's opportunities that we have to really force ourselves to take a look at and be encouraged. I'm encouraged, I know, because I see businesses that are calling us now, Kate, and saying, listen, I'm interested in opening up. I know things are kind of lull in the economy, but I see a chance where I might want to open up. So I do want to say those who are struggling, don't give up. Don't get down on yourself. This is the opportunity to rethink, reimagine, re-envision. And make some things happen when it comes to our businesses, local businesses in this city.
Oh, that's so interesting. You're hearing from prospects right now saying, hey, it's not a good time, but perhaps I see an opening, an opportunity for me.
That is right. We are working with about 10 businesses right now All new entrepreneurs. We're working closely with Marquette University to provide the service they need. We're developing business plans. We're looking for spaces. And once again, I want to say that I understand and appreciate the disruption that this causes for many people. But this is also the time for opportunity. People, our landlords are looking for tenants, so this is a great time to begin to discuss, you know, good pricing on rent, even buying property, and I see a lot of opportunity that we can have. So we have 10 businesses we're working with right now to figure out how to get them open and get ready for after the vaccine is out to the public.
Jason, yeah, your thoughts now on prospecting. What are you seeing?
Yeah, that keeps a great point. You know, we have to remain positive. That the positivity is going to matter for us to get through this. And we are. Keith and I are both seeing a lot of positive things happening, particularly on the entrepreneurial side. University of Wisconsin has something called the Small Business Development Center, and they help entrepreneurs bring their ideas to fruition. And they're seeing their online classwork, their contacts with their consultants are up tenfold. That people are thinking about what they can do next. And this is a moment to have an entrepreneurial boon. And also, I think it allows us to rethink how we do things right in downtown. For me, I hesitate to use the word recovery when it comes to downtown Madison. I like to use the term reimagine, which is the same theme that Keith is discussing. That we can reimagine what these downtowns look like and that we can create a vibrant and equitable downtown Madison for everyone, where we have businesses from all different types of people thriving in our city. That means you're going to have a truly vibrant downtown Madison on the Isthmus. And so I am very buoyant. Unfortunately, there is a lot of pain right now and there is a lot of suffering, and we need to do everything we can to keep businesses alive now, because it's always easier to keep a business open than to start one. But there is an opportunity to create something truly special and to cast a new vision for downtown Madison, downtown Milwaukee, downtown Ashland, downtown Dubuque, whichever region we're talking about now. This really is an opportunity where people are thinking differently and we can create a truly vibrant and equitable downtowns for everybody.
Let's bring in Shirley in Neillsville. Hi, Shirley.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to encourage people, especially in smaller towns, to buy gift certificates from little-known small businesses in their community. You not only buy a gift for someone, you not only support your local business, but you help your friend or family member to explore their community. A lot of people never set foot in some of these small businesses because they're not on their regular route. They're not, you know, they have to get out of the car and walk to the door. It's a little different than shopping at the big box stores.
Sure. Explore your local community through gift cards. And wow,
hey,
Keith, yeah, that's certainly something that you would want to share as well to emphasize.
Absolutely. I think this is the opportunity. And I just want to say the dollar that we spend in these local businesses and these local communities goes so much farther. We really work here in the city of Milwaukee to let a lot of people know there's a lot of economic buying power that we throw out to the big box stores, which is fine. But during these rough and tough times, it's the small mom and pop businesses that are ones that are sticking it out, still keep trying to keep people hired. And they're the ones eventually when things are going well that we go to for sponsorships. They're the ones that we go to, can you do this and do that for our community and for our families? So I would just encourage us to really think about that relationship with our small businesses and support them no matter what. If you don't have to get out your house, but you can do everything online, which many of us can, please do that with those gift cards. But even in stopping in, of course, with social distancing is so important.
Well, Keith and Jason, thank you both for joining us. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Keith Stanley, Executive Director of Near Westside Partners and Milwaukee's Business Improvement District Number 10. Jason Ilstra, President of Downtown Madison, Inc. Just ahead, it is 1 a.m. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.